Today's Spurs Show is brought to you by the London Tube Map app for iPhone. It's just a tube map, nothing fancy, but it's free on iTunes. Just search for London Tube Map on iTunes or go to tinyurl.com/tubeapp. Thank you.
So, Harry,
yeah.
You must be very pleased with the last-minute win there.
I'm delighted. I'm just delighted with the way we played. I think all the lads were terrific. I think it's a bit of a blow, Luka Modric. That is a bit of a blow. He's so small, isn't he? His leg. He's only a little lad. I was gutted for him, absolutely gutted for him. He was crying when he came off, and I started crying, and then Joe Jordan came in, and like the three of us were sort of blabbing. And then there was some of the reserves. I don't know. They were all sitting behind me. And they started crying, and it's just sad, isn't it? Really, but he'll be back. But what I've done, and we won 2-1. That was great. It's joint top. What I'm more interested in, I built this little. It's like a time machine thing I've done at me down in the back at home down in Poole. So it's like a little pod. You know, it takes you back to any time you want to go to. It's great. See ya.
It's the Spurs Show with me, Christopher Lloyd. Hi, Louis.
That's what it is. I thought I was going to Christopher Lloyd there. No, it's me, Phil Cornwell.
Actually, no, it's Tony Blackburn. Good evening.
Eric Borkham. Yeah, hey. Very much. Tommy Cooper. What's he doing here? I don't know. Biddy, shut up, Frank. Right, it's Phil Cornwell on the Spurs Show. Yes, we need a doctor. Yes. Got a problem with that? Have you? Thank you for downloading us. I don't know how you've done that, because we've actually had some problems recently about that. But I think that's all cool. All you've got to do is hit subscribe. Is that right, Paul?
Yes.
I will actually, before we start the show... No, let's be professional and introduce my one guest today. The very lovely... It's like he's a bird or something. The very lovely Sean Singleton.
Good evening, Phil. All right, how you doing?
Sean, thank you so much for coming on, because I'll tell you something. If you weren't here, it would just be me.
Yeah, in this little broom cupboard.
In this little broom cupboard. It's a very special little broom cupboard, though, which people should know about. This is the Spurs Show broom cupboard, where we do the show. Funny thing is, there's no brooms in here.
No,
there's no brooms.
There's a lack of brooms.
They've obviously been cleared out, but there is some paint thinner down there. And I drank some of that earlier, and I've gone into a sort of blackout, but it's fine, should be able to do the show. And the lining of my stomach's come out, so I've been puking up sort of luminous bile over there, but it's fine, I'm okay. Why have you tuned into this show?
It's transfer day.
It's transfer day, Tottenham Hotspur. We're here to talk about Spurs. It is the Spurs Show. It's transfer day. Thank you, Sean, for the element of professionalism there. Let's actually talk about those transfers. Whoopee, we've got...
Start with the big news.
The big news, Pelé's come out of retirement.
Bobby Moore's signed.
Bobby Moore's signed. We've got Moore, we've got Pelé. Beckenbauer's come back as well, because as cover. Just as cover, we might not play him. No, the thing is, Nico Kranjčar,
£2 million for a proven international... 25 years old.
I find that really hard to believe, Sean, in all seriousness, that we have actually paid $2 million for him. I would have thought he's a 10 or 12 million player, but maybe that's a bit steep.
Maybe it's just a last day bargain that, you know, Daniel Levy is very good at, to be honest.
Waiting.
Portsmouth are desperate.
Yes, that's never a good look, is it?
No.
That desperation thing. We know about that, Sean.
but there's a lot of deals obviously didn't go through, because it looked like...
Petrov. Go on. Who didn't go through, mate? You've got a list, I think.
I've got a list, yeah. Petrov, apparently we're going to try and swap him for Bentley. And in your standard, it says the deal's done, doesn't it? But it's not been done. So that's a shame.
No, so that's very wrong. In actual fact, that's London Light.
Which you
don't have to pay for.
Yeah, no wonder.
But that's no excuse for putting sort of bum news in there. Just because you don't pay for it, doesn't mean you just make up the news.
I saw another rumour that hasn't come true, and that's Alan Hutton swap for Anton Ferdinand. Obviously, Ledley's injured.
I wouldn't have minded that. But I wouldn't have minded Ferdinand.
As a loan kind of deal would be all right.
Yeah, he's a decent player. David, he's not his brother, though, is he?
No, David James, as Portsmouth said, no.
That's not happening.
No. But I think we should be okay. Gomez will be back, shouldn't he? In
Gomez will be back, and actually could have seen it. Look, let's forgive him for what happened on Saturday. I could not believe that. I don't know if it was actually all his fault.
I thought Hutton was at fault.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
And he nips in and scores. Bowyer nips in. It was like at the Premiership. You cannot.
Schoolboy.
You've got no time to do that kind of debating amongst yourselves in the box. You know.
But overall, in terms of the
Crenshaw's
probably the biggest deal of the day. Though it's been quite a subdued day, really.
I think that's a good move, and I thought he'd be a great player to go and get. I actually knew nothing about this, or I didn't. Did you know it was in the offing?
No, not until today.
And I was thinking a couple of days ago, blimey, Crenshaw would be a good replacement, because Modric obviously hobbled off, which was really sad.
He broke his leg.
I was gutted, yes. And I was saying to someone there that the one player we cannot afford to be without is Modric, because he like run things, doesn't he?
And you saw that on Saturday, as soon as he went off.
He keeps us
nice and fluid.
We'd lost the conductor. The conductor of the orchestra had gone. We started to play bum notes.
Yeah.
The orchestra that is Tottenham Hotspur started to play bum notes, and he just sort of everything goes through him, and he's just non-stop, and I love it. I love him. So it was a big blow, but I thought to myself, well, who else is out there? Who could we possibly get to replace him? And I thought Nico Crenshaw, not that they're the same player. I'm not sure you'd put him in the Modric kind of.
No,
but he's good, isn't he?
He is a good player. Obviously,
decent.
One of the players that put England out of the last World Cup, wasn't it?
Absolutely, the two of them sort of performed that operation, didn't they? But so I think we could have done worse. He'll rearrange midfield, will he not?
Yes,
and he'll stick Crenshaw in.
Well, I have to stick him in the United game, I imagine. Unless I don't know.
With Huddleston, because that midfield was looking so good.
I thought it was at last Huddleston kind of works with Palacios, doesn't he?
It does seem to work. There's a balance there.
Absolutely, there's a balance. Whereas with Jenas and Huddleston, it just seemed, you know, a bit fancy down lightweight.
I think this is something we can. The word balance comes into play, doesn't it? Now, this is the first time in a long time that I've seen a Tottenham side with a sort of balance to it. We look balanced and good, you know.
And that's the good thing about the game. I mean, Burnham was quite frustrating in a way because, you know, they are probably a team that is going to be fighting for relegation, and yet they were holding us at bay. But we lost Ledley. We lost Modric, and then Defoe came off, didn't he?
Now, Defoe wasn't injured in any way, was he?
I don't think so.
Was this a tactical thing? Obviously, he had to readjust, didn't he?
So he stuck
Crouch on, which was good.
Crouch was great.
We did tend to hoof it up actually a little bit after that, but that's what will happen. But great. I mean, he earned his corn, didn't he? Popped up with a goal.
Yeah. Well, the first half, I thought Defoe missed a sitter, didn't he? I mean, that was.
I didn't think he was as sharp, Defoe.
No, on
Saturday.
I don't think Keane's been that sharp apart from the whole game.
Well, not for a while.
They keep saying Kevin Bond was on the radio saying they're both playing so well they can't get the shirts off them. But to me, Keane hasn't played that well. And most Spurs fans I've spoken to, apart from Hull, where he looked fantastic.
Oh, that run he made for the goal was brilliant.
But you kind of think that Crouch should be starting, really.
Exactly what I was going to say. Do you think Crouch should start? So you've answered that question.
He basically could have had a hat-trick in about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, you see, there's nothing worse for an opposition defender, than to see Peter Crouch coming on.
It's like, oh, no.
You know?
The funny thing is, I used to be the publisher of a sports magazine called World Soccer, and we used to sponsor a tournament in Dallas. It's like an under sort of a teenage tournament for clubs, and I watched Spurs under 18s. This is quite a few years ago, and Peter Crouch played for Spurs.
I saw him play first time
for Spurs, and he stood out obviously because he looked freakish, you know. And I said to someone I was with, I said, if I know anything about football, that guy will never make it. And now he's like, you know.
That's classic, isn't
he? He's now scored like.
You won't win anything with kids.
Absolutely. That was my Hansen moment.
But it was.
But when you actually see him play live, you realise, you know, they just can't. They don't know what to do.
Well, he's a one-off, obviously, Crouch, isn't he? He doesn't look like a professional footballer.
No.
His physique, you'd think, no, he'll get snapped. He'll snap in two.
Well, one of the best quotes of a player in the recent years, when someone said to him, what would you be if you weren't a professional football player? And he said, a virgin. So he's actually quite, you know.
Back of the net. That's a great one, Crouchy. Did he say that? That's sharp.
That's sharp and also quite humble for a professional footballer.
Yeah, bless him.
So after he said that, I think actually he seems like a really nice guy, doesn't he?
I think he does anyway. I think he comes across like that, and he does have a certain humility.
So I think stick him in for United. I think I'd start with him.
Crouch and Defoe.
Yeah,
stick him. That was very pleasing. I just wanted to actually read this out. Dear beautiful listener, we understand some of you have had problems getting last week's podcast from iTunes. We have now updated the feeds on iTunes, so you should be getting us loud and clear. However, if you are not getting this perfectly honed professional podcast delivered to you automatically, please hit subscribe on the iTunes page until you are. Apparently, we need your help refreshing the subscription for you to get it where you want it. Many thanks, Playback Media Limited, producers of The Spurs Show.
So you need to hit the old subscribe button.
But there's some good news about iTunes, isn't it? In terms of
there is.
Actually, I've got an email.
Thanks, Paul.
I've got an email on this actually. So I read this out.
Yeah, we've got an email. We have an email.
Yes, it says Phil, Mike, and this week's guest.
which
I guess is me.
I've got to say, Sean, before you read that out, because I know Mike is going to be listening to this show somewhere, and he's going to think. They haven't even mentioned that I'm not there.
Oh, yeah, that's
Mike, fair. Mike, yeah. I'm really sorry. Yes, Mike who?
What is he?
Do you remember Mike? He's the guy who used to do the show with us before you got the gig.
Absolutely.
No. Mike, I hope you're having a lovely time. Mike is actually on honeymoon, so that's a pretty good reason. No, he's not married, no, but he's just gone on
honeymoon. And he's on his own.
And he's on his own. Yeah. But
he's not missing any games, though. He's timed it. So I saw him last week. He's timed it, so he went straight after Birmingham.
Of course he has. He's not silly.
He's very clever.
No, he's done that, hasn't he? Very clever. And there's an international break. Yeah. There'll be a lot of honeymoons, I think.
He got married 6 years ago. This was the best 2 weeks to miss all the games.
Yeah, yeah. I like it. Very good, mate. Mike, we love you, man, and we miss you. And I'm really sorry it took me so long to mention it, but actually, Sean kind of diverted me. We went on to something else, didn't we, mate? Have a good time on your honeymoon. It's only temporary. He will be back, but we're gutted that you're not here. I've got a lovely... a chart here before Sean reads out that one and only email that we've got.
The email that I wrote.
That you wrote kindly, so we could read it out in the show. We got apparently in the UK podcast chart. Now this will be that's today. This is pretty current, 1st of September. Paul Myers, our producer, has just given me this, and we're number 11. Thanks to you guys, and I really mean that. Thank you so much for downloading us. Because you've got us into I'm not talking about sports podcast shows, because we're often number one in that one. Well, we have been for about a minute, I think, once. But we have been very high up in the sports podcast. This is number 11 in the podcast chart. And we are above people like Jonathan Ross and Jimmy Carr and Eddie Izzard and that kind of stuff. It's great, isn't it?
Must be the holidays.
Must be something. I don't know what's happening.
It must be all on holiday this week.
Paul Myers has rigged this. I don't know what he's done. No, we're so humble. Are we ever so humble?
Yeah,
so it's all right, this show. It's okay. It's a bit mad sometimes. It has no direction, and it means, well, we just talk nonsense, but who cares about that? It's great. Anyway, thank you so much for that. That's down to you people out there, and that's why we do it. Sean, what's the email?
The one email is from Don, doesn't say second name, says, Phil, Mike, and this week's guests, we've heard Rob Eason's predictions and Paolo's ostracisms, or whatever that word says. What does that say? Oricisms, yeah, that's right. And they've all been held out to be true. However, since the pre-season, Spurs Show went to number one in iTunes chart. The team and our beloved Lily Whites have followed your lead. You go to number one, we're all at number one. Well, actually, we are now joint... We're second, aren't we? Because on goal difference to Chelsea.
Yes.
So we're joint top. I think essentially we are joint top. So he's saying, I'm hitting the tell a friend button now. Thanks for a great show. So well done, Don. Thanks for the...
Yeah, cheers, Don. And you're right, mate. That's it's quite weird, that, isn't it? That we're sort of, in parallel there. The injuries... Can we just talk about this joint top thing? I am really disappointed that we're not top.
Yeah, I was.
Did you feel that?
I came out the ground and I had my radio and they said Chelsea are top on goal difference. I thought, fuck, of course they've...
BBC, they were all right.
They've scored three and we only scored one, so...
I know, but just how far have we come that we're actually thinking like that? Also, I was annoyed that we weren't top of the
Premiership. And I turned on Talk Sport and I think Stan Collymore was saying, and, you know, Chelsea are clearly top now. I thought, well, they're not clearly top, are they? Because we've got the same points.
No, we've got the same points.
We've won all our games.
Yeah, and the other thing is that nobody's really sort of mentioned it.
No, well, you know, Match of the Day...
Yeah, a bit patronising. Match of the Day, like we're not even there, we're invisible.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Match of the Day and Match of the Day 2, they've both looked at our defensive frailties, which was quite annoying. But in some ways, it's probably better that no one's building us up and we're just quietly getting on with it and everyone's saying, yeah, well, Spurs are fall away, and if we just quietly, you know, get...
You're right.
Rather than if the media got excited, then we're more likely to get relegated.
It does... it does actually annoy me slightly that we don't get the... plaudits that maybe
the credit
they're all talking about the big four, you know, and all that, and just have a look at the table.
Obviously the next two games will be, you know, quite good.
Let's be fair, it's the end of August. Well, it's actually 1st of September now,
first four games are not that easy. Liverpool at home,
Hull away, West Ham away,
and then
Birmingham home, which
Birmingham's
is always
probably the easiest, which we've made the hardest.
That was made the hardest. Well, that's because of the way they set themselves up.
And we got injuries, and in a way, the Modric injuries helped us, didn't it? Because Crouch came on and changed the game, really.
Yeah, maybe you're right there, actually. I just think he'll be a big miss. Yeah. I do think he'll be a big miss creatively.
Absolutely.
Because he has touches that other players... He just has these little touches.
The big teams are scared of him, aren't they? You know, I think he always plays well against, you know, United and Chelsea. And
he's a world player, isn't he?
Yeah,
world
absolutely.
Player, world-class player. But Cranchar, having said that, is also a good player.
Let's hope he doesn't get injured against England. when is it? Week on Saturday, isn't it?
Week
tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be great if he's injured. Yes. I don't know, it's a good move. I think that's as good as anybody. I mean, I did think that. I thought Nico Crouch would be ideal, and lo and behold, we've gone and got him. So, you know, that's worked out really well.
Should we talk about the injuries? Because obviously Ledley's got a groin injury, so that's going to be...
And he's got a groin.
Ledley's got a groin.
He's got a groin.
That's good. And now it's injured.
Yeah, it's a groin injury now, so not knee no more. No. Well, knee injured, yes. Knee bad, all gone.
Yeah.
All gone up to groin now.
Yeah.
Groin bad now, gone.
Yeah.
Ah, so what next? Ledley's elbows are just...
You know, Ledley gets injured, they never actually say how long he's going to be because they just don't know. Could just be like, you know, he could be dead.
Sean, how long Ledley's going to be.
Modric, they're saying it's going to be at least 6 weeks till he trains. So that's probably
6 weeks. Probably 3 months till he's back.
3 months. Yeah. Oh, that's depressing.
Christmas, eh?
Oh.
I reckon
might not even be this year. We might not see him again.
I mean, it's gutting, isn't
but they,
it?
They're just not. It's only they're saying they can't do anything. They're just going to let it heal, aren't they? So
yeah, he's not broken. It's fractured.
Yeah.
But he looked. It looked bad because he sort of crumpled.
Yeah.
You know that when they get up and you think, oh, he's all right. Oh no, he's not.
Yeah.
And he just sort of fell to the floor. And
but yeah, there's two players that we can't really afford to get injured, and that's Modric is one of them, and Palacios is the other. Yeah, you know, there's not caviar.
No. Palacios, I think, has been fantastic.
I mean, those two are our key players.
They are.
You know, you take them out, you'll notice a big difference, especially when we've got, you know, Man United and Chelsea.
That's going to be the big test. If we can get maybe like 4 points from those two games, which is asking a lot, actually.
But saying, did you watch, you know, Man United, Arsenal? You know, United didn't play well. They don't look that... I mean, I know it's United and they still won.
But, fatal to say that.
You know, but I had a lot of United fans in the office moaning, and you know, I thought,
do you think at home we might get something from
them? I think so.
The way we're playing at the moment,
we're scoring goals.
I fancy
a one-all draw,
yeah, and go to the Bridge and win.
5-0. No,
8-1 at the Bridge.
To be honest, two draws, I'd be happy with two draws.
Would you?
Yeah.
2 points. I suppose it is against one of the big seven.
I mean, anyway. Chelsea, look at...
I'm a bit slow in the cheap seats.
Oh.
Paul Myers there, our producer. Chris, our engineer, whom we couldn't do this show without, is here making notes, probably telling us how long we've been prattling on for. Is it an hour? Must be. Oh, 20 minutes, look at that. Couldn't do it without Chris, so there you go. He bringeth the show to you. He puts it onto the electric television that you have and squeezes it down these pipes. Actually, pushes it all down. It just bodges it in.
We haven't. I know we're being quite random here, but we haven't finished talking
about...
I'm
not being random.
No, okay.
I'm fine. I'm doing a professional show here, John.
I'm sorry for being random, but going back to the Birmingham game, you know, obviously we got the goal and you're relaxed, and then we go and give away that stupid bloody goal.
Oh, it was a silly goal. Cudicini.
You know, I thought Hutton should have just cleared his lines.
Yeah.
And then Cudicini kind of just panicked. And then they started having a go at each other afterwards, didn't they? And then Corloca was just ball watching and didn't even notice.
Caught out there, man. That's the Premiership, isn't it?
That's crap goal that was.
Doesn't it just show you how ruthless it is, though, the Premiership? One little error of concentration and back of the net.
And yeah,
same happened with our winner. They lost possession. The guy slipped. No, bang, back of the net.
Stephen Carr fell over, didn't he?
Yeah, was it Carr? Right.
Stephen Carr's little gift. But I mean, he lost the ball in our half or on the kind of halfway line.
Yeah, and was it Huddleston?
Huddleston picked it up, gave it to Pav. Pav ran a few sort of 15 yards, crossed it, and then, you know, Lennon had a lot to do. I mean,
he had a lot to do. It was terrific.
Took it so well.
Hence the celebrations, I think. Yeah. It wasn't a tap in that one. But wasn't it amazing?
To score in, you know, it's the, you know, any
we don't do that.
Victory tastes sweeter when it's like in the last few seconds.
Yeah, because you knew they couldn't come back. Even
someone
though
said to me today,
shot.
She goes, you're getting like Chelsea on Man United.
Well, that's what I said. That's what I said after the game, because we don't do late winners.
Yeah.
It says something about the spirit of the side, I think, that we are getting late winners. In the past, that might have been 1-1 and Birmingham may have nicked it.
Absolutely, yeah.
But we've got a spirit now. What I also notice is how hard the team is actually working when we haven't got the ball.
Unbelievable.
Pressing.
Well, aren't they saying they're trying to play like, you know, Barcelona, two small forwards, a lot of small players, but and when they haven't got the ball, they work really hard. So definitely the hardest working Spurs team. You know, probably the most talented Spurs team in a long time.
In a while, since, go on, when would you say since? Can you cast your mind back?
Well, you have to go to early 91 cup final teams.
Do you reckon? Really? That far back? Yeah. Have we had one since then? No, it's been a bit sort of worker day, hasn't it? We've had the odd sort of glimmer, Klinsmann, etc.
But, you know, that's
Teddy
still
and
had carried a lot of, you know, deadwood.
No, that side is looking, very balanced.
What's the deadwood in the team at the moment? You know, there isn't, you know... You'd say, well,
no, that team that he puts out, no, they're all they've no got a job wood. To do. They all do it. Yeah,
the first team is very strong. You have to say we're probably. Everyone says but that's the thing they've been talking about is our strength in depth in terms of the bench compared to Liverpool United. You know, we're sticking 30-40 million pounds. Okay, 15 million is David Bentley, but you know, Pavlyuchenko and Crouch on the bench.
It is unbelievable. Yeah, but that's what Harry is quietly sort of putting it together, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he's putting it together also by getting rid of people.
Yeah. Also, I suppose, even though it's strong, there are obviously some weaknesses. Obviously, Modric is
you
key.
Can't replace Modric. And I really, before he got injured, I turned to something. Before it all happened, I said, look, we cannot afford to lose Modric. And then he gets injured. Yeah. You know.
And we've got three centre-backs injured.
Yeah, but we're managing all right somehow, aren't we? I mean, Basson's all right. I quite like him.
I think Basson's done well.
I think he's been solid.
You know... Basson and Corluka, I suppose it's going to be for United.
It's going to have to be. You know. It's going to have to be. King's out again. King got the groin, as you say. And and Woodgate. Do we know when Woody is likely to come back?
I think it's, 4 weeks. Kind of read different reports, really. But he won't be back for United or Chelsea.
And Dawes, yeah. Will he get...
I think I'd rather play Corluka. I don't put him first game back against Man United, even if it's fit.
Oh, no, even if he's fit. No, we don't know.
Because he's a great... Well, he's not a great player. He's a good player, but he does make the odd mistake now and again.
He does make the odd mistake. I think he's good. He got better. He improved, obviously. I think
good squad player.
Yeah.
But against, you know, the top teams, you really want your first choice.
What I worry about when you have got a deep squad, actually, is keeping everyone happy and players' attitudes. Yeah. This is what concerns me. It isn't really my concern. It's Harry's job, isn't it? But don't you think about
I
do worry about that, don't you? Pav happy.
I said on Saturday that, you know, Pav came on for the last 10 minutes, right? And you think you haven't played. It's your first bit of Premiership action. It's the fourth game. And you've got 10 minutes to go. You would bust a gut, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you run like an idiot and just try and get the ball and just really make an... He just jogged around. I mean, he
looked like a man who didn't want to really
He didn't seem...
There.
To, you know, I think he does play in that kind of way. That I wonder whether... I think that Harry doesn't rate his work rate. You know, I think he's a good player, but he doesn't work hard
enough. Doesn't start with him.
No.
Never starts with him. Never brings him on as first sub either, no. Does he? Or first change, you know. It's so, Crouch. Crouch gets
the
nod.
If he gets out for the whole season, I think he'd be gone in January because, you know, he needs to be fit for the World Cup, doesn't he?
So, Pavlyuchenko, yeah. For sure. I thought he would. I thought he would go now, but he clearly hasn't gone anywhere, has he? We haven't lost him.
No. So
great to bring.
But
on.
You think there's a good player there, isn't there? There's a good Premiership player there. But even when he came on, it kind of is frustrating the way he got knocked off the ball so easily. You've been here in this Premiership a year now. Come on, and you're a big guy. And you're earning lots of money.
That's the problem, isn't it? That's the problem when you're brought on late like that.
You receive the ball, back to goal, and a little nudge in the back, and he falls over and says, I want to foul, and the game goes on. It's like, you know, you've got to be stronger than that.
Yes. I was annoyed slightly at Birmingham's tactics in a way, but that's what they, of course, they cut their cloth.
They're a limited team, aren't they?
They're a limited team. They cut their cloth. They just got 10 men behind the ball, didn't they? But it was 10.
Second
basically.
Half, though, once they scored, I thought they played some, you know, nice football.
Yeah, well,
they
had some reasonable players there, didn't they? But it was just so difficult to break them down. But I suppose United found that as well on the first game of the season, didn't they?
Yeah.
They got a late winner.
Yeah.
You know, but they'll struggle. They'll struggle.
They struggle to score.
You've got to take the game to people. Yeah. To take the game to
Benitez
people.
Benitez came on and, you know, he kind of caused problems, didn't he? He was a little live wire. Then signing.
Choo-choo, yes.
Whatever his name is.
Choo-choo.
He had that's his puts his nickname on the back of his shirt.
Choo-choo.
I think it's Choo-choo.
Cocoa. Yeah. Choo-choo, Coco, Kaka.
He doesn't want to be confused with Benitez of Liverpool, who, you see, got in trouble today, didn't he, for the Spurs game, for what he said about the referee. Do you know the attitude?
Oh, yeah, it was the ref's fault. Yeah, cool.
He's such a knob, isn't he?
He's a knob jockey.
He's very... It's hard to love.
It's hard to love. That's why I'm not married to him anymore.
Yeah.
That's why we split. It was all right for a while. It was great. The early days were great, and then we just split. I got sick and tired of it. Just never stops eating Twiglets. Right. Don't know why I did that. Anyway, just I'm looking at a blank piece of paper, and nothing's happening. Okay. If you want to email us, don't. Just don't, because we... No, you can, actually.
Is it worth mentioning England, Croatia? There's going to be lots of Spurs players involved, isn't there?
I've got to tell them what the email address is.
Oh, okay, you can do that.
Sean's great. He's doing a good job. He's doing a job for the gaffer. What's he talking about football for?
We don't
do football on there. This is the Ashes podcast. Spurs, I want to talk about the Bodyline series of 31-32 with Larwood, Jardine, etc. He was the captain. Bradman was playing for Australia, and... can you imagine it? But it was because the Aussies had won the Ashes in 1930, hadn't they? Then we went... No, wrong subject, isn't it? Yeah. SpursShow@gmail.com if you want to email us. We haven't been very professional this week and got loads of emails together, except that lovely one that Sean read out there. And also, I'm going to tell you this. Late in the game, sure, but today's Spurs Show is brought to you by the London Tune Map app. Yes, you heard it right. The London Tune Map app for iPhone. It's just a tube map, nothing fancy, but it's free on iTunes. So you just search for London Tube Map on iTunes or go to tinyurl.com/tubeapp. There you go. They sponsored us this week. I want to thank you for that, Tube App people. Or Tune Map app. And, we couldn't have done the show without you. So bless you for that. Sean, you were going to say something about football.
Yeah, sorry about that. England playing Croatia, and they've got quite a few players involved. Well, if Modric
he's
got injured, he would have been five players, wouldn't there? So it would have been
Crenshaw,
Corluka.
Man, yeah.
Lennon could play. Defoe should play.
Crouch in the squad. Probably.
He might come on. We could have had... Five or six players.
Would have been weird. We're sort of getting this sort of Croatian look to our team, which is no problem. Because I've got to tell you, I love Vedran Čurluka. I think
they're a fine football nation.
I think he's great. He's a strange looking player actually in terms of how his body language is, but he's actually really good, isn't he?
He sort of runs like Forrest Gump, doesn't he? His body doesn't move. A bit like Ledley.
Yeah, Ledley's extraordinary. His little legs, though, just go really fast, don't they? Like Aaron Lennon's legs are like a circle, aren't they? Like the cartoon.
He's like
a chainsaw
cartoon,
or whatever it is. Not a chainsaw, that's ludicrous. What are you talking about?
like the Roadrunner.
Mm. like the Roadrunner. That's what I'm saying. Lennon, when he picks the ball up, it's just
he's almost side. Too fast for his own good sometimes.
He is, because he gets his final ball's got a bit better.
Yeah, I think
he's scoring.
So. He's scoring.
He's scoring,
winning goals as well. That's, you know.
Yeah, he's getting better and better, actually. There is a World Cup at the end of this season, so he obviously has that in mind. And also, you can join our Facebook group, The Spurs Show with Phil Cormer. You can do that, and you can also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/ Spurs Show. I'm trying to be professional, Mike. I know you're listening to this somewhere. I know what Mike's thinking. This show is an utter shambles. There's no running order, there's no nothing. You don't write, you don't phone. Mike, we're doing our best, mate, without you. But I think Sean is doing a fantastic job.
We've been deliberately crap to make you look good.
That's right, Sean.
That's our honeymoon.
No, that's it.
That's our wedding present.
Yes. That's our wedding present to you, Mike.
We did a really good show earlier, but it was so good we had to stop it.
Yes. Yeah, Paul, that's what happened. Sure, that's it. We did a really good show earlier.
Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah, it was so... It was blinding.
Some of the stories.
It was dazzling. It was a glittering tour de force of podcasts, wasn't it? And Paul said, you can't put that out.
Mike will hear it.
It'll be too much for Mike to bear. Yeah. So actually, we're just doing this one now, Mike, the sort of ramshackle thing. Where I've talked about cricket, the Ashes. Not the current Ashes, but the 1931-32 Bodyline series, right? Get that. Get on that. I love all that. Anyway, Sean, what else can you say about Spurs that hasn't already been said? We're beautiful.
We're lovely.
We are beautiful. And I tell you what, the other thing I will say here, and another thing, I don't know quite how to feel, because this top of the league stuff, how do you act when you talk? I don't really know.
I'm acting
arrogant.
Falsely humble, actually. I'm just, people are saying it's, I don't mention it. I let other people mention it and just say, Spurs are doing well. I say, yeah, it's okay, it's early days, and just, I'm smug, actually. That's why I'm smug. I'm quietly smug.
You expect me to believe that?
I'm quietly on smug. Maybe after a couple of pints, I might get a little bit leery.
Okay. Well, look, were we lucky to win the other? Were we lucky to keep the run going? You could say there was a bit of luck, but I think we worked for that.
We created a lot of chances.
Yes, we deserved
it. So we deserved to win.
Yes. So each of those games, each of the four victories that we had, no flukes. We've worked hard.
What was interesting, though, is when you see Liverpool losing at Bolton, you think, great, you want Aston Villa or Everton to lose because they're in our mini league, the second league. And now you're thinking, actually, we want Liverpool to lose. If Liverpool do really badly.
We were going, how did Chelsea get on? How did Chelsea get on? like it means anything to us. But it does. We're in that sort of lofty kind of...
It feels like it could be a real dogfight this year with, if Chelsea look like they could steamroll the league, really.
They look like it. They look amazing. They look better.
Whereas the others look... Arsenal look slightly better than we think, but I still don't... They're not as strong as everyone's saying. I think Man United and Liverpool are definitely weaker. And I think once teams realise you can beat them, I think that there could be...
Well, it's crucial, isn't it? Yeah. The next game, Sean, is crucial, mate, isn't it? You can see the run coming to an end.
If we won that game, though, imagine that. Because, Chelsea have got Stoke away, so they're going to win
Stoke
that game.
Stoke are good at home.
So they're going to win that game, aren't they? So
yeah, they're going to win every game.
If we beat United, then, all bets are off, I think.
Which we can. I just think if we work really hard, I think we can. And
let's go for a United home victory.
And a draw at the bridge.
And a draw at the bridge.
Oh, beautiful.
Take it now.
Beautiful. I'm going to take it now. That will leave us on 16.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pretty good. Out of 7.
18. Out of 18.
Yeah.
That's too weird to cope with. But at the moment, it's 12 out of 12, isn't it?
Yeah. When did we get to 12 points last season?
Well into December, was it not? Yeah. Must have been, wasn't it? Someone will probably email and tell us that, hopefully. But
now it's just, just...
End of August, got the 12 points already. Yeah. It's great to have the points on the board. It really is. I'll take this. I don't care if it's like temporary or whatever. And it's very... Some Arsenal fans, some gooners, have been very patronising about it that I've spoken to.
Really?
Yeah, really patronising.
Well, that's why...
Bless. Second, enjoy it, We're going to show them this year.
Yeah,
we're going to really show them. We're just going to.
They won't
win
the league. I'm saying that now. They won't win the league. I mean, do you think they
will? They're going to win the league.
No.
Listen, they will win nothing.
No.
They won't win anything again.
No. I think Chelsea.
There's no debate about it, Paul. There's no debate, mate.
So
Chelsea are looking ominous.
Yeah, and Man City are an unknown, aren't they? Really?
They're winning by the odd goal,
but they're not.
They're not scoring.
They've not played anyone yet.
No, and I think we have.
Yeah. So
I'd say, well, look, another couple of wins, and I think the title's in the bag.
I don't know if we've broken to top four. I think we've created a top six.
What?
I don't know what that means. But I think we'd be.
The big six.
Yeah, I think we'd be the big six. The trouble is, if you come fifth or sixth, because we are the richest club never to qualify for Champions League. That's what we're known for.
You know. I'd love a. I know, but that's quite a stat, actually. Yeah. That's quite a telling stat. I don't know what it tells us, but it's telling.
We've got a lot of money and we're crap.
Yeah, sure, that's it. We've got a lot of money and we're crap.
And that's why we're humble.
But Sean, wouldn't you like a crack at the old Champions?
I'd
just have a go. Yeah, wouldn't you?
Just slightly better go than Everton when they got through.
Yes, to the group stage.
Yeah, they turned up to the first game and got knocked out.
What you got there, mate? 35, cool.
35 minutes.
Going pretty well. Anyway, that's it. I think the league's in the bag. We could talk about the double once we've won a few games in the FA Cup. That'll probably happen, I imagine.
So if we beat the...
we're going to win the double, aren't we? God, that's amazing.
If we beat the... You know, if we beat the 11-game winning run
of 1960, from 60...
then I think we should talk seriously about the league.
If you win 11 on the bounce, especially nowadays with 3 points... You're looking pretty good, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's 33 points, isn't it?
I think that's probably impossible.
Should we just keep it a game at a time, Sean, and just bring it back? We're getting a bit carried away.
I know.
Oh, just think of it, mate. Oh, anyway, I'd have taken this. Fantastic, mate. And thanks for getting us up in the old podcast charts, everyone out there. And I want to say hello to Rob, actually, who said hello to me outside the Park Lane the other day. It was nice to see you, Rob, and thanks for the feedback. He said the show was awful, but I like you. No, he didn't say that. He was very kind about the show. And thanks for that, Rob. And yeah, that's it, mates. So if you want to email us, it's spurshow@gmail.com. As I say, you can join our Facebook group, get onto Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter. Twitter. And I want to thank Sean Singleton. But I can't. Oh, no, that joke was really... Sean, thank you so much, mate, for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
He's not cheap. He's not cheap, you know. Contrary to what people say. Thanks, mate. No, and yeah, and I'd like to thank producer Paul Myers and our engineer Chris. Thank you so much, mate. And Mike Lee, have a great time on your honeymoon. And just to all you people out there, if you are driving home tonight, please just make sure that you are. See you later. Bye. Today's Spurs Show is brought to you by the London Tube Map app for iPhone. It's just a tube map, nothing fancy, but it's free on iTunes. Just search for London Tube Map on iTunes or go to tinyurl.com/tubeapp. Thank you.